Hello, this is Carrie, and in this episode, I'm going to talk to you about hard work and two unique but very important thoughts on it. First, hard work creating luck. And second, hard work being more important than brains. Okay, let's talk about hard work creating luck. Don't ask me why, but hard work begets luck. There is no question in my mind that the harder you work, the luckier you get. The harder you work, the luckier you get. I've listened to many very successful people explain their success and hard work and how it's ingrained in their story. When someone says to me, "You are so lucky to have done well," I always answer with, "I'm very fortunate that my hard work has paid off." I say this because whatever you've done in life didn't just happen. It required hard work. The harder you work at something, the more likely it is that you're going to have positive results. The more likely you will end up at the right place at the right time. The more likely you will meet people that can help you succeed. All of those things. Bottom line, your hard work pays off in the long run, and oftentimes in the short run. Others, they may see this as luck, but they also didn't see all the effort you put into the positive outcome. They see the outcome. They don't see all you put into it. Now, don't get me wrong. We all know people who've gotten lucky without working hard, like the person born with a silver spoon in their mouth or the lottery winner or whatever it may be. They're there. You, however, need to realize that these instances are very rare. Think of all the people you know that are successful. You don't know a lot of people that have got it just because they were there, just because they did something that was lucky. No, it's very rare. It's very rare for that to happen. Hard work will almost always be rewarded. So that's my quick thoughts on hard work as it relates to luck. The second one that I talked about, that I wanted to tell you about, is how it relates to brains. Okay, IQ, intelligence, whatever you want to call it, brains. I'll call it brains. Let me start out by saying, though, the ultimate combination for success is high intelligence and hard work. However, if I had to choose one over the other, it would definitely be hard work. In my life, and this may be why, because I've met in my life several extremely intelligent people who try to skate by solely with their brains. You can see their lack of effort. They'll tell you what to do, how to do it, but they won't do it. And because of this, their lack of effort results in failure. Failure to succeed in school, failure to succeed at work, family, friends, and in most aspects of life. Now, some do succeed, but and this is how I talk a lot of times in generalizations. So take it or leave it. Take whatever you want from my talks. But you really need to understand that when it comes to hard work, I look at it on the other side. Anyone I've known who has a strong work ethic ends up succeeding in everything they put efforts towards. I could name names, and that would embarrass some people that I know or listen to this, but they know if they've worked hard and they've done well. They know what they've put into it. It's interesting to see, though, that I've also seen many of them succeed at work. These aren't friends of mine. These are people that I've seen at work or in my past work life. They've done extremely well because of their strong effort at work. But they've also failed at raising a family because of their lack of effort and involvement at home. Think about it. You get what you put into things. So if you put nothing into your family, then you're not going to get anything out of it. And if you put it all into work, of course you're going to get it. Let's get back to sort of getting off on a tangent a bit. But let's get on to where you see hard work being better than brains, although brains are important, as I said. What I really saw was when I taught college. I taught several very intelligent students, way smarter than I. I mean, off the charts smart, these people, that I had to fail. I had to fail them. And the reason they failed was because they didn't do many or all of their assignments. So they didn't do their work. Okay, they were smart, but they definitely didn't work hard. They didn't work at all. When they turned in their assignments, which mainly were written documents, they were unbelievable. They were the best in the class by far. I couldn't write like it. by handing in one of 10 assignments, they didn't cut it. So they would do virtually none of the assignments. Extremely intelligent, but not willing to do the work, always results in failure. Another example, this is athletics. There are so many extremely talented athletes who lost to less talented athletes due to their lack of effort, or not even got into the game because of their lack of effort. Think of this one. Michael Jordan was cut from his high school varsity basketball team, but worked extremely hard to make it the next year. He carried that work ethic through life and became one of the best players ever to play in the NBA. You could even say that about his business acumen. He worked hard at it. It didn't just happen. So obviously what I want you to get from this is work hard at everything you do. I mean, you don't have to kill yourself. I'm probably going overboard, but you've got to make sure you put in the effort. It gets rewarded, I promise you. You may have minor short-term failures, but in the long run, you're going to achieve success in life. And don't be offended like I get when someone tells you how lucky you are. Smile and feel good about all the hard work you put in to achieve your success. This is Kerry Siegel once again reminding you to not only take control of your money before it takes control of you, but also take control of your life before it takes control of you.